Hey, hey, welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. So glad to have you with us today. You can learn more on our website, fairmountfriends.church, or find our church app on Tithely. Let's go.
We are going to be in a new series, and there are some summer reads that anybody like to grab a new book in the summer and maybe spend some time with it, whether it's a quick read or it's a deep read, but nevertheless, you'd like to do a summer read. Two. Okay. Two of you. If you would like to get into a summer read that is biblically based, that has a lot of great kind of biblical counsel to it, it's a lighter read. It's not overly theologically deep, but it is inspirational, and we're believing that it's going to be transformational, but it's called Do the New You, and we're going to do a sermon series on this, on Do the New You. And so this is a new series that we're going to be coming to you with. And right now, I just want you to imagine the best version of yourself. Imagine you as freed up as you possibly can be in the presence of the Lord, where God would touch you, heal you, and restore you. Imagine with me, what would it feel like to not live under the guilt and the shame that perhaps you have for years? What would it feel like to have your mind enlightened with the spirit of wisdom and revelation? What would it be like for you to experience God at a deeper and a different level? What would it be like for you to be the you that God designed you to be? Because God knows you like that. He formed and fashioned you knowing who it was that you were created to be. And I know who I currently am is far less than he designed me to be. And I want to start scaling my life to becoming everything that he possibly could have done inside of me. And so as we are diving into this series here this morning, I want us to get a vision and start imagining with me. Maybe it's total package discipleship, where we think of our minds, our bodies, our spirit, our relationships, and we start really thinking through what would it look like if I fully gave in a full surrender to the Lord and I said, yes, God, at some really new and deep levels. I want to become the new me. I want to become the new you, and perhaps God already has an idea of who that person would be. The reality is that the next you is always unfolding before you. Hopefully, we're going from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from strength to strength. We're on a constant crescendo, becoming more conformed to the image of the Son of God. Hopefully, we haven't kind of stumbled and stuttered and we're just kind of stalled out. And there are times whenever I experience some stalling, but I never want it to be stopping. I just want to continue to be plodding forward to everything that God has dreamt me to be. What are some of those things you're like, man, I want to see transformation in this area of my life? This summer, there's going to be a new me. Sometimes people are saying there's going to be a new body. I got to get my bikini body. I'm not looking to get a bikini body. I wouldn't mind getting a beach ready a little bit more than what I currently am. But what would it be like with your mind, your spirit, your body, your relationships, your financial life? If I just said, man, here we go, this is the summer where there's going to be a new me that walks in. Perhaps there's a new you that walks in and you're full of joy. You're the happiest person in the room because you just feel like that loneliness and that lostness and that depressive heaviness is beginning to lift off. And there's now a new you that's taking place. You might have heard this phrase, and I hear it sometimes, especially in the younger generation, and they say, I'm just going to live my truth. I'm going to do me. I'm just going to do me. I'm going to live what I want to live. Perhaps we're talking about style. I want to dress the way that I'm going to dress. I'm going to do me. I like this kind of music. I'm just going to do me. I want to wear or do my hair or do a certain thing. I'm just going to do me. Anybody ever heard that phrase? Sometimes we'll also say it back to the person, and we'll say it like this. We'll say, especially to like some sketchy behavior or some peculiar behavior, maybe they're saying like, I'm going to wear a teal shirt on hunter green sweatpants and tie-dye Crocs, and I'm going to show up at Walmart. And we say, hey, you do you, man. You do you. And we'll almost excuse it and say, yeah, you do you, man. And we celebrate you doing you. But the only problem with me being me is I'm not the me that God designed me to be. And if I want to play into me being me, the bummer is that I am a sinner that is full. I'm a wretched man, is what the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 7. And so there's this wrestle within, and if I just am always just trying to be me, the bummer is I'm not the me that God designed me to be. And there needs to be a new surrender and a new repentance and a turning. And then a fresh recommitment to becoming everything. I want to lay a hold of all of that to which Christ Jesus has laid a hold of me. There's some areas in my life that I just need to begin to dial in. Romans chapter 7 is where we're going to be this morning. If you would, grab your Bibles and flip with me there in Romans chapter 7. One of the biggest problems whenever it's me trying to be me is I'm not really good for me. I'm also not really good for my wife or for my kids if I'm just going to be me. I want to become a redeemed God, man, that's been conformed to the image of the Son. Romans chapter 7, and we're going to start in verse 15. In verse 15, it says, I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate to do. This is going to get really confusing in just a minute because he's going to dance all over the place. But this is going to be the East Wing. Do you guys want to be the good guys or the bad guys? We're good. Okay, so this is the good things that I want to do, okay? The East Wing is good. West Wing, you already know. This is the troublemaker side. So this is the I don't want to do these things, and yet I continue to find myself doing these bad things. So as I read this, I'm going to walk back and forth, and perhaps it seems a little chaotic, and you're like, yeah, that is my life. It is chaotic. There's a desire that I have, and yet I keep kind of getting pulled into doing the things that I don't want to do. Yet I really want to be the new me. I want to do the way that God has set me free, and I'm feeling the tension point pulling me. It's like this tug-of-war rope of my life. It's the good angel, the bad angel are on my shoulders. And the Apostle Paul, the man, and if you've ever felt like, man, I want to be like these greats in the Bible, then you're in good company with the Apostle Paul. The man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he says, I'm the chief of all sinners. Who will free me from this body of death that I live in? I'm feeling the tension point. I don't want to do me. I want the me to die. I want to sacrifice all of this old stuff, and I want to become new again. Anybody, that's just the heart cry. Man, I'll tell you, there's a heart cry inside of me. I just say, God, I just want to be innocent again. I just want your innocence just to wash over me. I want to be new again. And so here we are in verse 15, and he says, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, okay, this is what I want to do, I do not do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate to do. Now I find myself over here. Verse 16. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin that is living within me. I know that nothing good lives in me. That is my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good that I want to do. No, the evil that I do not want to do, this is what I keep doing. I keep hanging out with this bad crowd over here. These bad ideas, I have bad behavior, and there's this wrestle within me that I do not want to live. Verse 20, now, if I do what I do not want to do, It is no longer I who do it, but it's sin that is living within me that does it. So I find this law, it is at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, and it's waging war against the law on my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin. And it's at work in my members. What a wretched man that I am! Exclamation point. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself, in my mind, I'm a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, I'm a slave to the law of sin. This is the tension point that I think we all find ourselves in. And so the advice to do you is never good advice. The advice is to die to you so that we can become more like Christ. We find ourselves in these tension points. The me that I want to be is a me that's been set free. I want to be liberated from the pain of the past. I want to be liberated from my dark thinking. I don't want to be defined anymore by my old habits or my old addictions. I don't want to live in chains to the ways of the past or my broken thinking of how I've always done it. What are those things? Come on, don't just listen to me talk. Start wrestling through this right now. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to come up on the inside of you and say, God, conform me to the image of the Son of God, because this is the tension. I want to do, but yet I continue to keep going back to these old patterns and these old cycles and this old way of thinking. What are they? Because it's time to break free. The me that I want to be is a me that's been set free. And then I'll want to do me. Then I'll want to live me. But currently I'm not really good for anybody until the Holy Spirit comes on me and transforms me from the inside out. I don't want to live and lead with anger. Let's do it new. It's time. Let's do that thing new. I don't want to live with the guilt of the sin that's deep inside of me. And I continue to go back to these old ways like a dog returns to his vomit. So a fool repeats his sin. God, I'm tired of going back to this old vomit-filled life. God, I want you to free me from the sexual perversion that comes upon me. Let's do this new. No longer do I want to do it this way. Perhaps there's been substance abuse. And God, I want to be freed. I don't want any substance at all to control my life. It's time to do this thing new. I want to be the me that God has set free. Let's just pause. Let's just do it. Let's just pause. Holy Spirit, right now, highlight those areas that need to be set free. You know what? There might be 100. Perhaps. Let's just focus on a couple. Some broken thinking. God, I'm asking you to set me free. God, old sin patterns, and I continue to go back to them. Would you set me free? Would you just confess them this morning? Let's do business with the Lord. Just confess them. What are they? God, set me free. Jesus, I want to be conformed to the image of the Son of God. The problem, of course, is that we're trying to create this perfect version of ourselves, and many times it's based upon the projections of neighbor one and neighbor two, of what they're projecting that their perfect life is, and I'm trying to say, okay, well, maybe I need to be more like this, and I need to be more like that, and I need to think like this, and maybe this celebrity does it this way, and we're trying to get these different patterns, and I'm telling you, we're trying to pull in the patterns of the world to give us a framework for what I ought to do. Man, I need some more DIY jobs with my kids if I'm going to be the perfect parent. I need to take more pictures of my food if I'm going to be like a food aficionado. Man, I need to do more workouts. I need to get a flatter tummy, and I need to figure out how to grow some hair. Like, I need to figure out like how to get this perfect image of what it is that I need to become. And I just want to wash all of that free. That do not let anybody else speak into the perfect you when God has already spoke into you who you are. Come on, let's wrestle and fight for the identity that is rooted and grounded in Christ. The majority of the time when your life gets rattled, it's because you don't know who you are. I'm going to write that one down. The majority of, what did I say, the times when your life gets rattled, it's because you don't know who you are. An identity in Christ sure is helpful. To know who you are. Perhaps the Bible speaks to that. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and in verse 5, it says this, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Isn't this wild? I think that the best future version of you, maybe you can start to form and craft this idea, the best future version of you, maybe we say, man, I have more faith. Maybe I'm a person that I attend church more. Maybe it's financial freedom. That's the best version of me. Maybe I get really healthy in my mind and in my body. That's the best version of me. Does anybody find themselves, as you're always trying to do some self-improvement, that it's like a constantly just jumping right back onto the treadmill of life, and you're running hard and getting nowhere fast? And I want to jump on the treadmill, but what it does is it just continually sends me back into all my weaknesses and failures. And then I find myself living here, and you know what? I'll just try harder, and I'll take on the next diet plan, and I'll take on the next course, and I'll take on the next church service, and I'll take on the next retreat, and then I'll just exhaust myself in trying. And I'm exhausted. It might just be me. My assumption is going to be, it's human nature. There is a longing, the Apostle Paul says. I want to. I'm trying, but my gosh, is this thing tough? And I continue to get pulled back into the old ways of thinking. Our future self is kind of this illusion that we start to make up into our minds. It's this mirage that we're constantly reaching for to try to become. It's this vision that just continually seems like it's another day away, or another month, or another year away. It's more like a highlight reel of everybody else's strengths or successes that are being projected upon my life, and I'll know that I'll never be able to accomplish them, but why not exhaust myself in trying? And I don't really want to do me, I actually want to do you. I want to be you rather than being the fullness of what God designed me to be. So God's talking here to Jeremiah, and he says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." I knew you. And let's just take this not just for Jeremiah, but for yourselves. Before you were born, I set you apart. There was something specific. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. So God knew Jeremiah. God knew the true blue Jeremiah, even before Jeremiah was a bullfrog. God knew that Jeremiah was going to be a prophet. God knew and set him apart. He says, "I knew you. And I planned this thing out for you. And as I formed you in the womb, I started to set you up and you were going to become a prophet." Could I tell you this, that God knew you even as he was forming you in the womb and he began to set you up. And he knew, God knew whenever he was pulling, literally pulling the seed from the father and the egg from the mother and forming and fashioning and knitting them together in the mother's womb. He knew that you would be raised by that family and you'd be taught those family traditions. He knew it. He knew that you would be raised with that mindset. He knew. He knew that you would be raised around sports or not. He knew that you would be raised up into the family business or not. He knew that you would be raised around the church and had experience with God or not. God knew all of this stuff that would be put inside of you. He knew you. I knew you when I formed all of that stuff, and then I started planning out your life, and I've already set you up to become the prophet. God knew that you would wrestle through that loss the heaviness and the depression, and that he would dive into it with you and walk it out through it with you. Like God knew, he knows you intimately. That provides comfort for me. Whenever I'm feeling this tension point, and I'm like, I want to live over here. God, I know that you've created me for this thing, but my gosh, I feel like at this tension point, I'm coming over here, and this wrestle that I live in, who will free me from this body of death? God knew it all. And I'm going to take a hold of this promise, this declaration, this word that he said over Jeremiah. God, you knew that this would be my family. This would be my mindset. God, you knew that this would be my upbringing. God, you knew that this was going to form and fashion me in a certain way. God, you knew that this was going to hijack some things. God, you knew all of these things. You knew nothing was a surprise. God was not like, whoa, I had no clue. I didn't see that one coming. It's like, I knew, and I'm working it out. Can you just take some encouragement? God's working this thing out. He knew that you'd be working through some stuff. He knew it. And he knows the true you that he's designed you to be. He knew it all. He saw it all. And he still says, I have plans for you. You may want to be the new you so bad. Perhaps you move into some quick questions and it's like, well, okay, well, what behaviors must I change? What's the next to-do list? What's the new disciplines? What's the new New Year's resolution? Okay, we're 6 months in, we're 5 months in, and I didn't last 5 days. I need a New Year's resolution. What's the next thing? And I just want to encourage you with this, that before we get to doing all of the to-do list, before the doing, focus on who before do to experience the new you. Focus on who. Who have you designed me to be? What's going on inside of me? What is happening inside of my heart? And instead of all of the doings, let's figure out first our identity in him. Who? Let's figure out who. Let's figure out the way that I think, the way that I feel, the way that I operate. In Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Or as a man believes in his heart, so he lives. We want to drill down on this series that's coming on the way that we think, on some mindsets, the way that we have desires and passions inside of us. That's the way that God formed and fashioned us. And then see if perhaps he would lead us into some really cool fullness of what he's called us to do. I want to drill down on this part as far as the way we think and the desires of our heart. That if we are not equipped with the tools, and these tools would be like having values, mindsets, having a support system around us so that we can be like the body of Christ that's encouraging and challenging us to go to the fullness in our marriage, with our young people, with our kids, with all of this stuff. We want to get some tools around us so that we truly can be all of that. In Romans chapter 7 and verse 18b, just in the second part of that, he says this, this is the Apostle Paul, he says, for I have the desire. He's talking about his inner man, his inner life. I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. I'll tell you this, I have the desire to act like Billy Graham, but many times I behave like Homer Simpson. That's a problem. I'm not good alone or by myself. I'm not left up to my own good. I am desperately wicked above all things. My heart is deceptive. So for you to say, hey, just do you, live your truth, that is so backwards. Because who can understand a deceptive heart? We can't live into just being you. We want to lay our lives down as a sacrifice to the Lord. God, transform me from the inside out. Let's focus on who. Transform that Homer Simpson. That's so weird. Into the image and the likeness of the Son of God. Let's go on a journey. Let's go on a journey together, church family. Can you commit to the journey of being conformed to the image of the Son of God? And let's do it. And while I say that this might just be like a summer read, let this be a summer project. More than planting flowers or putting in new shrubs or putting in new mulch around the house, let's get our insides cleaned up. let's plant some new seeds inside of here. And it's out with the old and it's in with the new, and he's making all things new inside of us. Our lives are always moving in the direction of our strongest desires. And so we want to center in on these desires, right? I desire that I would do good, but man, I continually find myself, there's a greater desire that's pulling me in this way. Let's identify those, and let's take an axe to the root. There is a gap between who I am today and who God dreamt me to be while I was in the womb. And the gap between who I am today and who God designed me to be in the womb, everything that fills that gap is going to be a fight. Just because you have a dream does not mean that you're entitled to it. Nor does it mean that it'll ever come to pass. It is a fight. It is daily, disciplined, determined decisions that will get you to the destiny. It's not that you just waltz in and show up. It's going to be, God, I need to change some behaviors. I need to get up earlier, or I need to get into the Word of God, or I need to show up on Sunday mornings and get into the presence of the Lord in the prayer time at 9:45. Maybe I need to change the way that I'm leading my family, and I need to consistently be in men's group. I need to change the way that I'm nurturing my family. I need to get into women's group. My marriage needs a rework, and so there's some decisions that I need to make, and I need to get to the marriage retreat. There's going to be some decisions that might be tough and hard, but we do what it takes to become the fullness of everything that he's dreamt us to be. We've got to. You will not waltz into just becoming awesome. I don't want to sound delusional, but that is asinine thinking. It will require something of you. There's going to be some transformation. This isn't just inspiration. This is transformation to become more like the Son of God. Our lives move in the directions of our strongest desires. Therefore, we want our desires to be Godward. I don't want to do me. I want to do a renewed me. As we close out this morning, and we're going to be committed to going on this journey, we're going to start by doing these three things. Can you do these three things with me? Number one, we want to experience a new surrender. Number two, we want to have a new repentance. And number three, we want to go on a journey of having a new mindset. Let's break this down. A new surrender is just coming before the cross and hitting the deck and seeking the carpet, just getting on our face. God, I don't want this addiction to control my life anymore. I surrender. God, I don't want this thing to control my attitude anymore. I surrender. I don't want this bitterness to eat me up anymore. God, I release them. I forgive them. This thing is over. I'm letting it go. I surrender. I no longer have a horse in this race. I no longer have a dog in the fight. I give up. I surrender. I'll tell you, there becomes a new you when you can just let go. Hit your knees. I'll tell you, you run a lot faster on your knees. You'll get to where you want to go on your knees. And I just hit the deck, and I just say, God, I surrender. Number two, repentance. And repentance simply means to change. I'm just going to turn. I'm going to make a decision. And so I was hanging out with the West Wing, and man, this crowd is rowdy, and I can't do this group anymore. My goodness. Carries and Stroops have always held it down, but how did they corrupt you guys to become the West Wingers also? They're tricky, those guys. And I say, no longer. Like the Apostle Paul, I'm gonna turn. And there's a new way that I want to live. I want to live a new way. And I'm gonna turn my life. And it is hard, disciplined decisions. The Apostle Paul said, man, I liken myself into a wretched man. I'm full like a body of death. I'm going to have to fight to get myself over here. And in order to do that, there's going to have to be some mindsets that will be changed. As a man thinks, so he lives. And we'll jump into some of these mindsets as we move forward. Do the new you, the one that God knew, the one that God formed and fashioned. Let's do the new you. Let's do the one that God knows intimately, and he formed and created you to be that leader in your home, the dad that's fully alive, the person in the business that sees clear. There's just another level, the one that he knew, the prophet to the nations like he did with Jeremiah. Let's step in to the new you. As I close this morning, I want us to pray, and we're going to pray these three things. We're going to do it. Just do a surrender together. Is that cool? Can we do it? Let's do a fresh surrender together. And then we're going to make some changes, and you make even some declarations, whether you whisper them to yourself, whether you write them down, you tell a prayer partner, here's the areas that I'm going to change. And then we're going to go on a journey becoming equipped with a new mindset. Would you all stand with me, church, as we close? Here we go. Fresh surrender. Let's do this together. God, I surrender. I just come before you and I kneel at the cross. God, I pray that you would take this broken life, this body of death, this wretched man, this wretched woman. God, this person that's so far from you, God, I pray right now by the power of the Holy Spirit, I lay down these past sins, bondages, addictions that have just marked my life, that has taken me in a certain direction. I surrender. I lay it all down. God, I'm asking you right now for the strength, Holy Spirit, supernatural strength to be made new, to transform me. God, right now, I want to turn. I want to have a repentance and turn to you. And here's the things that I want to give up. Just tell him. This is the change. This is the discipline. What is it? Just tell him. And Father, I pray that you would just wash my mind, renew my mind, that you would transform my life with the renewing of my mind. God, I pray that you would set me free so that I can do the new you that you saw in the womb. Set free your church today, Lord. We honor you and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Grateful you were with us today. Be sure to subscribe and rate us so other people can know about the podcast. Join us on a Sunday morning in Fairmount or find our live stream on YouTube, our website, fairmountfriends.church, or our church app on Tithely. See you soon.